This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Alberto Gonzalez has finally had his day in court, so to speak, his chance to defend the firing of 8 federal prosecutors. But if the Senate Judiciary Committee had been a jury yesterday, it looked like a unanimous vote against the embattled attorney general. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has the story.
By afternoon, Gonzalez was ashen-faced as senators from both parties made it clear they found his testimony confusing at best and dishonest at worst. Republicans looked embarrassed and sad as the attorney general protested more than 71 times that he couldn't recall or remember key meetings or conversations, and as he tried to distinguish between having what he called a limited involvement in deciding who would be fired, while at the same time claiming to be a manager who was in charge of his department. Gonzalez began the day by conceding that he had mishandled the firings and taking responsibility for what he called his own misstatements, but he insisted there had been no improper conduct.
It would be improper to remove a U.S. attorney to interfere with or influence a particular prosecution for partisan political gain. I did not do that. I would never do that.
As the day unfolded, though, Gonzalez's explanations just didn't wash. Ranking Republican Arlen Specter.
The reality is that your characterization of your participation is just totally, significantly, if not totally, at variance with the facts.
The firing that perhaps got the most attention was the dismissal of the U.S. attorney in New Mexico, David Iglesias. Iglesias has said he was fired after Republican Senator Pete Domenici tried to pressure him into indicting Democratic officeholders before the election. The attorney general testified that both the president and the White House political operative Karl Rove spoke to him about the New Mexico situation. He could not say why Iglesias was a late entry on the hit list, but denied that the reason had anything to do with influencing any prosecution. Senator Patrick Leahy asked Gonzalez when he lost confidence in Iglesias. The attorney general responded this way.
Mr. Iglesias lost the confidence of Senator Domenici, as I recall, in the fall of 2005.
That wasn't my question, said Leahy. When did he lose your confidence? Gonzalez fudged.
Based upon the recommendation, what I understood to be the consensus recommendation of the senior leadership in the department.
But in fact, neither Republicans nor Democrats were buying the attorney general's account of how he decided on which U.S. attorneys to fire. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham.
Mr. Attorney General, most of this is a stretch. I think it's clear to me that some of these people just had personality conflicts with people in your office or at the White House, and you know, we made up reasons to fire them. Some of it sounds good, some of it doesn't, and that's the lesson to be learned here.
Sir, I respectfully disagree with that. I really do.
Just how Gonzalez decided which U.S. attorneys to fire remained unclear yesterday. He said he didn't ask his aides how they came up with their list. He said he didn't ask for a written report before okaying the list. He said he didn't examine the department's peer reviews of the targeted attorneys. And he said he didn't call them to give them a chance to rebut any criticism. In fact, did not give any of them reasons for their firing. Senator Dianne Feinstein said she was confused, since other top Justice Department officials have testified they either didn't know there was a list or they had no input on the list. Indeed, even Gonzalez's chief of staff has testified he was the aggregator of a list, not the decider of who was on it.
Who was the decider?
Senator, I accepted the recommendations made by the staff. I'm the attorney general. I make the decision.
But Gonzalez went on to astonish senators when he testified that he could not remember the November 27th meeting at which he says he approved those recommendations. Gonzalez didn't dispute the fact that he was there. He just couldn't remember the meeting. Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions was incredulous.
You don't recall any of that?
Senator, I can only testify as to what I recall.
By day's end, Republicans were openly throwing in the towel. Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn.
To me, there has to be consequences to accepting responsibility. It was handled incompetently. It's generous to say that there were misstatements, and I believe the best way to put this behind us is your resignation.
Ranking Republican Specter didn't go that far.
I'm not going to call for your resignation. I think there are two people who have to decide that question. You have to decide it in the first instance, and if you decide to stay on, then it's up to the president to decide.
And a Payne Senator Sessions told NPR after the hearing,
I think the Attorney General will have to meet with the President and seriously evaluate whether or not he can be effective.
Last night, the White House quoted the President as saying he was pleased with the Gonzales performance and had full confidence in the Attorney General. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find highlights and analysis of yesterday's hearing at npr.org.